recap tonight's soccer match between the Albion Blue Demons and the Centerville Big Red. Just as we tune in from our technical difficulty, me being a novice on the switchboard, obviously, on this end, didn't get it connected right. But 15 minutes left in the first half here, Brad. Just as we tune in, the Centerville Big Red punch one in. A little bit of a lapse by the Blue Demon defense there allowed Centerville to punch one in at 14:59 to go in the first half.
Yeah, we had several defenders there right in front of the ball, and they just kind of didn't, one of them didn't take initiative and go up and take the ball and let the defender pass it off to his buddy off on the side, and they got an easy goal there. Pretty tough for Gabe to stop something like that. So hopefully we'll get going here now.
I think you nailed it perfectly on that description. It was a bunch of Albion Blue Demon defenders that it almost looked like all of them expected the other one to move to the ball and block that shot, and poor Gabe, he was left out to dry on that one. Centerville brings the ball back down, takes a punch at the net from about, I'm going to guess, 35 yards. He lifted it over top of Gabe Grabert's head, and Gabe just couldn't quite judge that one well enough because it just kept drifting and drifting and drifting. Suddenly, Centerville at the 14-13 mark has a 2-0 lead on the Blue Demons, Brad.
Albie's got to kind of get it together here now. It's putting themselves in a little bit of a hole. That there was quite a kick. You wouldn't expect something like that to come in from that distance, but it did. He just misjudged it and was playing up too far, and the guy lifted it over his head.
It's one where tonight there's just a little bit of a breeze that was at the back of the Centerville kicker. He lofted it in the air. I'm gonna estimate that was probably a 35-yard shot. It was a heck of a shot when he put it up there. Usually when those go up, you think there's no harm on that.
Yeah.
You think your keeper's going to get it and bring it right back out. But unfortunately, that one continued to drift and got in the back of the net for the Big Reds.
Big Red definitely have a little bit of fire in their sails right now, or wind in their sails, shall we say, fire in their belly, and they're playing pretty hard.
Absolutely.
Albie's got to fight back here. We got the ball down on their half now.
That was a great play by Gray, putting the ball forward towards Shadow Leshen, and Centerville unfortunately got ahead on the ball and brought it back out. But it was a great opportunity for the Blue Demons. It's the right idea. Every once in a while, you got to make that defense stretch. You got to lift that ball and make them run hard to go get it.
Centerville's going to get a free kick. Referee was talking to Shadow about something there. I don't know if what exactly went on there. Didn't look like nothing too serious to me, but evidently we didn't have the same angle.
A lot of times we don't have
the same angle. Yeah,
we never have. That's for sure. It might be that we're a little bit blue on our jersey tonight, and we are up here in the booth as well. So we've got an out-of-bounds play. The Blue Demons cleared it over the touchline on the sideline. Throw in by Centerville. That's a nice kick by Bobby Belzer. Puts it back towards the net. Colton Mihaljevic, the keeper for the Big Red, comes out and plays the ball harmlessly off of one hop. Mihaljevic plays it over the midfield stripe. Cody Wynn heads it backwards. Now Belzer brings it back. Nice challenge by Centerville. And there's a dangerous loose ball in front of the net in just outside the 18-yard mark at the box. Blue Demons clear it out. That was, I believe that's Delaney. I'm having a hard time getting my bearings straight now. Over the end line by the Blue Demons, it's going to be a corner kick for the Big Red. Centerville's lining up. They've got 2, 4, 6 guys in the box right now. One guy taking the kick. Blue Demons have it defended nicely. Headed out nicely by Tuttle. Played the ball back out by Centerville, and he kicks it across the end line. It's going to be a goal kick coming back out for the Blue Demons. Brad, while we were not on the air, let's fill in the listening audience for what they missed. It was actually a very well-played first part of the first half by the Blue Demons. We had the ball on the offensive third of the field the vast majority of the first 20 minutes of the half.
Yeah, we were controlling the ball really well, and just a little momentary lapse concentration there on the, now we got a little breakaway with Mason Cox getting a shot off, went wide to the left.
That's one from my vantage point. I'm not obviously not the guy on the field, but Mason Cox had plenty of time to take one more step, one more touch on that ball, get closer to the net,
get her kind of centered up on his foot a little better.
Absolutely
power that thing by that goalie.
Beautiful play. I believe it was one of your sons that
yeah, Ethan fed it up to him. I think Ethan's had a lot of good passes tonight up to the front.
Nice goal kick coming out, played by Andy Henderson. Centerville plays the ball at the midfield stripe. Leshen takes it away, back to Caleb Gray, plays it forward. Centerville's playing a four-man defensive line. Ethan Gray gives chase now. Great challenge by Ethan, played out of play by Centerville. It'll be a big a Blue Demon throw-in.
I thought he could have had one more step on that guy there. He just couldn't push the ball ahead. He'd have had a little better shot on goal there.
Nice play by Bobby Belzer. Boy, I've been impressed by that young man's play this year. He's really stepped it up defensively, owning that left side defensively for the Blue Demons. Nice ball by Centerville, pushed across the field. Tanner Kellogg catches it at the midfield stripe and plays it to Mason Cox. Cox centers it to Ethan Gray. Now Shadow Leshen's on the left. Let's see what Shadow does with it. Nice ball right to Colton Mihaljevic. That was a good shot by Leshen. Mihaljevic comes out with it. Let's see if he puts it over the midfield stripe again. Sure does, but Cody wins there. Plays it back up towards Gray. Nice challenge in the middle of the field between Centerville and Gray.
We got a kick.
Foul called on
Centerville for elbowing.
Lewis Braster, it looks like. And he's still down on the ground. He's still on the
Ethan kicked the ball out from under his legs, and the kid went down. When Ethan followed through, it got him in the leg, and that kid went down. I think he's going to come out of the game for a little bit.
Hobbling pretty mightily on that right leg there. Tino Taronis, coach for Centerville, comes out to meet his player, make sure he's okay. Got a substitute coming in for him. Jeremy Stufflebean.
Well, I think he's staying in. Looks like he's toughing it up.
In now.
Rubbed a little dirt on it.
Let him play on. We have two subs at the midfield stripe, though, for Centerville.
Now he's coming out.
That should not. That's the craziest substitution I've ever seen for an injury. The play went forward. Mm-hmm. And then he allowed the player to come off after the ball was played forward to the keeper towards the Blue Demon net.
Yeah.
Well, it's obviously the center official's discretion to let him in. Now we have Michael Schocker checked in for Braster on the injury. And this time we get Jeremy Stufflebean, co-leader, I believe, for the Centerville Big Reds in scoring. I think Jeremy and Jesse Stufflebean both have 3 goals apiece on the season. Both teams come in tonight 2-1 in this rematch. There's a they've got an offsides call. They have to call that offsides because the Centerville player was clearly in front of the action, and they do. Otherwise, it was a great play, caromed off of a Blue Demon defender into the back of the net, but there's an offsides call because the Centerville offensive player was on the front side of the action between the ball and the goal with no defender.
Our back line's got to get it figured out a little bit there. They're kind of letting them guys pass the ball around them like they're standing still, and it's need to get that kind of straightened out. I know it's
nice challenge by Andy Henderson in the midfield. Ethan Gray wins the ball. Shadow Leshen's going to give chase, and this is going to be a foot race to the ball. Mason Cox gives chase as well. Comes over, forces Centerville to clear the ball over the touchline on the sideline for a throw-in for the Blue Demons. We have 8 minutes left in the first half here. Those of you just tuning in, it is 2-0 in favor of Centerville tonight on 2 quick goals. They scored 2 goals in 46 seconds in the 14th minute of the in the first half. Tuttle's got the ball in the right corner. Plays it off of a Centerville defender nicely, and he'll take the throw in. We've got Cody Wynn, Shadow Leshen, Ethan Gray, and Andy Henderson. All were in the box looking for a throw in to get in, but unfortunately it was an errant throw in and over the end line. It'll be a goal kick for Centerville coming out. Another substitution, Brenton Jackson, a junior, coming into the game for Centerville. He is replacing number 15, Spencer Sharp. Goal kick out by Mihaljevic. Played by Tanner Kellogg just past the midfield stripe. Again, played by Kellogg. Not sure what that call came back as, but it'll be a Blue Demon free kick just around the midfield stripe.
Usually I don't get too many of these, so we're kind of fortunate tonight. They're kind of going our way.
Yeah, so far. Officiating's been good. It's been favorable to our side a little bit on the physical plays.
Looks like Caleb's going to take the kick.
Cody Wynn runs forward. He's making a challenge towards the net right now, and that's a great play by the Blue Demons. We've got Leshen. We've got Cody Wynn. And we've got 6 Centerville defenders all around the ball. Going to be tough for us to pull past that back 6 line that they've got going right now, Brad. They're kind of
there's a good ball.
A little bit. I used to preach to my nice play by Mihaljevic chasing after the errant ball.
Should I get a corner?
Yep. Mihaljevic pushed the ball out of bounds over the back of Andy Henderson's corner.
Andy was kind of shielding him there a little bit, keeping him away from it.
Terrific play by Andy Henderson to allow us to get that corner kick. This is my favorite play in all of soccer. Let's see if we can get somebody to make a run at the net, and let's get ahead on the ball. We have Henderson, Leshen, Tuttle, Kellogg, Wynn, all
too hard.
Giving chase, and that ball is over the back side of the box. Mason Cox sends it back in, but cleared out by Centerville.
And now you throw in Mason Cox.
Throws it into Kellogg. Kellogg lifts one towards the net, wide left and high. Be a goal kick coming out for Centerville. Brad, this is a big game. This is a rematch from Albia's last game. Our first loss and only loss of the season. Blue Demons are 2-1. Centerville's 2-1. Not only is it a rematch from last week's play, but it's also bragging rights. You don't want to lose both to Centerville when you're in Albia, kid, that's for sure. And if you're from Centerville, you don't want to lose both from Albia to Albia either. And no matter how good, how quality either team is, this game's always a war in every sport, it seems like. Mason Cox takes the throw in for the Blue Demons, gets it to towards Leshen, but headed out nicely. Tuttle taps the ball towards the net. Mihaljevic on the ground saves the ball. Mihaljevic will bring it out. He's looking towards the midfield stripe to see who he is going to get the ball to. That is really close. He really gets close to that line every time he releases that ball to kick it. One of these times it could be a handball called on Mihaljevic. Leshen gives chase out of play. It'll be a throw in for Centerville. Henderson deflects it. Oh, apparently he didn't think Henderson deflected that out of play. It'll be a Blue Demon throw in. 4:35 left in the first half here on Thunder Country, KIIC 96.7. Blue Demons trail 2-0 in a what's been a very evenly matched contest, except for that 46-second period in that 14th minute, Brad.
Yep, that just kind of was a breakthrough for them, and that then they just got that quick goal with the kick. Now we got shadows offsides.
Oh, he was close, but he's doing what you want him to do as an offensive player. You want him to push that defensive line for offsides, and you want him to be able to make a run for that loose ball. That will happen tonight. I about guarantee that we'll catch them in that position, and Shadow Leshen will outrun somebody towards the net. Centerville with the free kick. Blue Demons backing down. Centerville's got 4 or 5 men going towards the offensive line. Played out nicely by Henderson. Nice job. Way to read the ball as it's coming in. Centerville was trying to play a line that time on the near side to us. And there we've got another one. Throw in. Henderson with the takeaway, basically. Leshen plays it to Gray. Gray plays it forward towards Mason Cox. A little bit behind him, about a step behind, but now if Mason, he can't quite get back to it before the Centerville defender taps it out of play. We got substitutions waiting to come in for both sides. Number 7, Braster's coming back in. And I believe Colton Dorpinghouse is checking in for the Blue Demons offensively. Giving Andy Henderson a little bit of a break. Andy's had a nice first half here. Been aggressive, been involved in a lot of play on this side of the field.
Got about 3 minutes left in the half. Albie needs to get a goal here. It'd be nice.
Throw in by Tuttle towards Gray. Didn't make it to him. Deflected by Centerville. Cody Wynn gives a good battle. Unfortunately, the Blue Demons lose it at that point, only to win it right back by Aaron Ambrose playing that sweeper position. Nice play from Belzer towards Dorpinghouse. Just a little bit hard on the touch. Here comes Gravert outside the box, lets it play in, and he corrals it, plays it back out to Tuttle at the midfield position. Tuttle loses his footing. Centerville still has possession of the ball, playing in their offensive half of the field. Deflected off of an Albie player, plays it to Cody Wynn. Here we come. Mason Cox has got a breakaway opportunity. He's in the box, 1-on-3, gets it to Leshen there. Leshen goes back towards Cox,
and it was
just a half a strike off by Mason Cox. That was everything you wanted. It was terrific give and go. Terrific give and go by Mason Cox.
I thought Shatter should almost took that shot. The goalie was hanging over to the far post there. I think he could have snuck it in. Probably would have been a better choice right there.
Could have. You know, the decision by Mr. Leshen was to try and get it back to him. I don't know if it has something to do with Shadow, whether he's left-footed, right-footed.
He's left. I think he can kick with his left.
So, I'm sitting back saying, I'm like you, I wish you would have taken that shot. But the decision was made to go for the easier goal in his mind, and unfortunately, Mason Cox couldn't quite get to it. He was about a half a step behind it. It was right at the post, too, Brad.
Boy, that's perfect. Yeah.
There was nothing
good spot for
it. Going to do. Throw in by Centerville in the offensive box.
About a minute and a half left.
Played back. Here comes the Blue Demons. Caleb Gray clears it out nicely. Braster, about 25 yards out, lifts one over the touchline. Minute 15 left in the first half. Blue Demons trail 2-0 here against the Centerville Big Red. Been an evenly played half. The 2-0 score is not indicative of how well the Blue Demons have played. Nice header by Gray backwards going towards the offensive end. Played back up to Tanner Kellogg to Ethan Gray in the midfield stripe. Nice play by Ethan Gray. Plays it up Split the two Albie offensive players as he was trying to make that pass. Blue Demons win it and bring it right back. Ethan Gray with a soft touch, corrals the ball, puts it towards Mason Cox, and oh, Mason Cox.
I don't know if I agree with that one. That ball was in the air before he went off.
I am thinking that that ball was clearly in the air before Mason Cox was offside, but tough call by the official on the far side of the field. 30 seconds left in the half. Centerville going to play it up long. They may go for another opportunity or try and break through the Albie defense, put it in the net. Belzer says nothing to do with that. So played back to the other end of the field by Belzer. Defensively, Centerville gets it. And they're going to probably end the half here with no threat from either team here. 10 seconds left. Nice challenge by Dorpinghouse. Ethan Gray plays it forward. Mason Cox gives chase into the box. Can't quite get to it. And that, Brad, will bring a close to the first half with the score Centerville 2, Albie 0. We're going to send it back to Scott at the studio. And we'll be back in 10 minutes with the second half.
The Albie Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Welcome back to the soccer match tonight on Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC. I'm Steve Rockwell. Alongside me is my broadcast partner, Brad Gray. Brad, tonight's been a little bit of a tale of two different types of game. We had a one-minute stretch that Centerville dominated and got two goals. The other 39 minutes was almost either evenly matched or outplayed by Albia. And that's just hard for people to comprehend, is how do you play that evenly or
I think that's where they get to saying that's the way the ball bounces sometimes.
That's the way the ball bounces. In that first half, that first goal, the one by Jeremy Stubblebee, or Jesse
Stubblebee. They worked for that, and that was a good goal. They had a nice play. The second one was just a long kick, and Gabe just went up instead of going back and went over his head.
Yep, he just couldn't quite get to it. So, it's 2-0. Blue Demons are trailing Centerville. We've got a second half yet to play. We've got 40 minutes of soccer action in front of us. The Blue Demons, I'm sure, are going to come out with a little bit of extra aggression in the second half, try and control the midfield stripe a little bit more, get a few more opportunities at the net. That being said, Centerville packed an awful lot of defenders in the box in the later part of that first half. Right?
Centerville's a smart team. I think they're coached well offensively, and they know how to make their runs. We were talking there at the half, just how they do some misdirection down in the box. They just don't run straight at the goal, but they're crossing a little bit, and it makes it a little harder for the defenders to keep their eye on them, and I think that's a benefit, and I think that's something Albie probably needs to try a little bit. But
absolutely. I believe anytime you can keep the defense guessing where your offense is going to come from, that could be done in many different fashions. It could be misdirection, running towards the net or towards the ball. It can be changing up your shot locations. It can be something as simple as multiple.
There we go. Oh, missed opportunity there.
Off of the opening tap, the Blue Demons come down, had nice ball control, weaved in and out of a little bit of traffic. Skyler Bettis, I believe. Is that who that was?
Yeah, Ethan dropped the ball to him right there in the middle of the field, and he ran up, and he just got his foot under it, and it went over the goal instead of in the goal, but it was an open goal.
It was one of those shots that when it left the foot, you thought it's going in the net. When it gets off the ground about 3 or 4 feet and keeps rising, you go, oh. Guess we'd like to have that one back a little bit. But it's a great run. Good opportunity for Skyler. And next time I think Skyler will know, play that one a little bit closer to the ground. Let this big goalie, Colton Mihaljevic, work to get down on the ground and try and stop those shots. Centerville Big Red comes forward. Michael Shocker plays one from the midfield stripe towards the offensive line. Blue Demons clear it out of play.
I think that was Aaron Ambrose cleared it out there, number five.
Nice play by Centerville. Goes right down along the end line. Unfortunately for them, the ball goes over the end line. It'll be a goal kick coming out for the Blue Demons.
Looks like Aaron's going to take the goal kick here. Gabe's going back in front of goal.
Let's see how far Aaron places this one. I'd like to see him put it over here beyond the stripe.
It did, with a little help.
Ethan Gray got it over the stripe with a header going towards the offensive net. Skyler Bettis with the ball, taken away by Centerville.
I think it's going to start getting a little physical. A lot of Centerville players, they don't play the ball. They're playing pretty hard body checks there a little bit, throwing elbows.
They're coming right after.
I think Albie will take it for a little bit, and then I'm afraid it's going to start to...
Ball was played up towards Jeremy Stuffelbeam, the leading scorer for the Centerville Big Red. He's got one on the night. They're going to try and hit that foot as often as they can to try and get more shots at Gabe Gravert. Throw in by Tuttle, right to Ethan Gray. Gray
misplays it. Tried to
kick it over his head backwards. Unfortunately, he got a little bit of left on it instead of all back. Kellogg gives chase, brings that ball out. Cody Wynn misses the kick in the middle of the field, played down by Centerville. Michael Shocker with the ball in front of the net, goes to the ground. Referee says, play on, boys. A little bit of contact is legal in this game. Nice ball from Skyler Bettis towards Shadow Leshen. Shadow can't quite get to it. That's what I like to see. You're going to loosen that defense up a lot if you try and make them
That defender stayed with him step for step, though. He's pretty fast, too, over there on that far side. I don't know. Can't tell who that kid is, his number.
I believe that's Michael Cope. Is who I believe that is. I'm like you. I can't quite get the numbers on the far side of the field. Mihaljevic brings out as the off the punt from the box. Played by Belzer back towards Henderson. Errant kick on that ball. Centerville comes back with the ball. Brings it to the offensive end. Played to the corner. Now back to the center of the field. Nice play by Tuttle to clear the ball. Unfortunately over the end line. Be a goal kick, or excuse me, a corner kick for Centerville. Let's see how the Blue Demons line up defensively here because Centerville's not bringing a lot of offense into the box.
Pretty fast kick here.
Blue Demons have 9 players defensively in the box and Shadow Leshen up at the midfield stripe. Played back in by Centerville. Played to the next line by Belzer towards Shadow Leshen. Leshen tries to give chase, but Cope is there defensively. Ball rolls over the touchline. On the side of the field to be a throw in for Centerville. Nice challenge by Ambrose. I'm sorry, that was Delaney. Tuttle brings it back up. Now a little bit of kickball, almost like a game of volleyball all of a sudden, Brad. The ball's just being kicked to with no particular purpose in mind other than just to get the ball away from where it's at. That's when soccer becomes a little hard to broadcast.
Yeah. Kind of like doing a tennis match.
Absolutely. And speaking of tennis matches, I've heard rumors Jason Summers
is going
to do some broadcasts of the tennis matches, or has, and I'm pretty sure I'd be dizzy trying to announce that action. Let's leave that
backhand, forehand, forehand, backhand. Sure.
Overhand, a lob.
Centerville's awarded a free kick over on the far side, fairly close to the goal.
Shocker goes over to
should be able to lift it right in the goal.
This will be close enough. I mean, he's probably only about 24, 25 yards away from the net. He can definitely get the ball on a good angle. Oh, they're asking him to push back about 5 yards. That helps the Blue Demon cause a little bit, but it also helps us, or hurts us in one aspect, and that's where they can lift the ball and set up an offensive play to get ahead on it and in towards the net. Centerville's got 6 in the box. Braster's pulling back out, so he's not a part of the equation. Offensively, there's a kick. Ooh, Centerville had a one-hop kick towards the net.
Played TK nice fought that, yeah. TK kept going. That's what a defender needs to do, is you got to go to the ball. There's a problem.
Breakaway opportunity. This is a tough one, and it's a goal. I think Braster set that up with the assist, and I want to say that goal was by Jesse Stuffelbeam. Yes, it was. So the Stuffelbeam boys have 2 goals, while Nick McCann has another one, making the score now. Centerville 3, Albion 0. It's 34:25 left in the second half. We're going to take a break. We're going to send it back to Scott Fry right now. for a few words from our valuable sponsors.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family owned since 1952.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Back in Centerville. Blue Demons trail 3-0 right now, Brad, with 32 and a half left in the game. It's a game that the Blue Demons have had literally two defensive letdowns and one really nice play by the Centerville Big Red on a kick that typically you make a good play on, but right now it's Centerville 3, Blue Demons 0. While we were away, we saw some of the flashes that we want to see from this Blue Demon offense, Brad, and that is ball movement.
Yes.
Make this defensive lineup for Centerville, make them work hard, make them guess where that ball is going to next, and make it quick, short passes, and you'll be in good shape. Once in a while, you can play that long ball, play that deep and let them run it down, take advantage of our speed with Shadow. Mason Cox, the boys up front, can definitely play. Here we go. Ethan Gray takes away the ball off of a free kick. He runs one over to a corner to Shadow Lesh, and here it is. We're playing left. Shadow takes a strike at it. The ball's off of the crossbar. Brad, did they make a call on offsides?
I don't know.
Nope. They made a call that said that ball was over top of the crossbar.
I thought it was. Yeah. Looked like it was. And
that was a tough call. That was really close.
Yeah,
Shadow must not have got to it before it went over the end line is about all I can figure, because that ball came back in, and it was clean in play because it bounced off the crossbar back towards the playing field, and we all know how balls bounce off of a curved surface. It goes. That's a nice shot by Leshen right at Colton Mihaljevic. It was a rocket from 18 yards out. Mihaljevic, though, unfortunately for Shadow,
comes right at him.
Plays it clean. It was right at him. It'll come. We got two opportunities there in the last 30 seconds or so, maybe a minute. And that means the Blue Demons are getting a little more aggressive offensively. Down three, they're going to have to. We're going to have to sell out offensively and give up some of our defensive posture on the field, because otherwise we're not going to get back in this game. Played up by Centerville at the midfield stripe. Shocker. Seems like in a long line of shockers that have been here, Brendan and Christopher and now Michael. Brendan led his team to the state tournament one year. That's a nice play by Mason Cox to Shadow Leshen. That close again. Very close. We're getting there. We're getting closer. We're doing good ball movement, good play from the midfield. I believe Ethan Gray served.
He dropped that right over Mason's head right in the right spot, and then he fed it to Shadow, and just a tough touch off his foot there. Went errantly out of bounds.
Okay, we're optimistic. We're enthused a little bit and encouraged by what the Blue Demons are doing right now. We're winning balls, and we're making runs at the net with good, crisp passes. There's Dorpinghaus on the left, takes a pass from Leshen, gives it back into the corner to Leshen. Leshen plays it deeper towards the line, plays it back to the net. Here's the loose ball in front of the net. The keeper was out. Blue Demons can't get a good enough position to get that ball struck and back into the net. So
it's going against the grain on all of them. They were focusing more to the right, and the ball was kind of weaving to the left, and they just couldn't get turned to get a shot off.
Again,
Caleb's playing a little hard there. He's going to get a call. Oh, we got the
– I can't do anything but laugh, Brad.
Yeah.
That was blatantly a missed call by the officiating team. I think he probably just pointed the wrong direction thinking the game was going the other way because that was clearly a foul on Kate.
I think the guy in the next booth didn't like the call.
No. And, you know, between you and I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Chad Oleshin with the ball in possession. The Cox. Plays it to Ethan Gray.
Nice. Perfect.
Right to the Shadow. Shadow with a ball towards the net. And
there's
it's
an Albion
in.
Goal.
He one hops it past Colton Mihaljevic. The Blue Demons are on the board. Assist to Ethan Gray. Goal to Shadow Leshin. 29:04 left in the game. Blue Demons now trail 3-1. We're going to send it back to Scott for some more words from our sponsors.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Community First Credit Union is proud to offer extended hours of service to our members. With our call center, you can talk to one of our live, friendly representatives 7 days a week. Open accounts, transfer funds, make payments, or inquire about your account all over the phone. Save yourself a trip to the branch and call toll-free 866-360-5370. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When you're in the field, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of April, when you purchase a Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license. That's Bluff Creek Archery at 117 Washington Avenue East in Albia.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back. Blue Demons trail 3-1 against Centerville. 27 minutes, 20 seconds left in the ball game. Brad, while we were away, we had another good run by the offense for the Blue Demons. Took one from all the way on the defensive end of the field, played it up nicely, got another shot towards the net. Didn't quite get it to go. Still 3-1, but the Blue Demons are showing some serious spark now.
Yeah, their passing's just gotten a lot better in the last several minutes. They're actually hitting who they're kicking it at, and it's they're doing a fighting back. They're not laying down, so that's good.
Yeah, you like to see that in a team, even though things didn't go your way for three obvious plays in the first half, three goals. But you played well overall. Couple of letdowns, and not to take away anything from Centerville. That's some good plays by Centerville to get the ball into the net, obviously. But now the Blue Demons are coming back. You don't want them to lay down when they get down that three goals. And
yeah.
Now we're 3-1, and we're actually playing with a lot more aggression and a lot more discipline at the same time, which is kind of shocking. Usually when you play more aggressive, you seem to lose a little bit of that discipline.
Yeah, you're out of position sometimes a little bit, overcommitting one way or not, but.
Shadow Leshin with the ball off of the throw-in. Plays it back to Belzer. Belzer plays it towards Gray in the middle of the field. Good defense by Centerville. Played a little bit of body contact. Kept it away from Ethan Gray's feet. Gray plays one off of a defender to Dorpinghaus in the box. And a shot.
Oh, I wish you'd have had that back. Went at far post.
Shot was taken away by
right to the goalie.
Mihaljevic. He went down and he smothered that ball when it was on the ground. Mihaljevic brings it up. Plays it right to the midfield stripe. Belzer tips the ball, unfortunately, to Shocker from Centerville. He gets another opportunity. Belzer plays the ball. Caleb Gray, we got a foul call going against Centerville, where Blue Demons are going to get another free kick. It'll take some time for him to get that ball back because we played one clear into the other end of the field. All right, here we go. Cody Wynn's teeing it up. He's going to take a free kick from just outside the arc on the defensive half of the field for the Blue Demons. Plays it forward. Gray and Leshin in the box. There's a header backwards by Centerville to the keeper. Mihaljevic brings it out. 25 minutes straight up left in the ball game here. The Blue Demons have to take this match into control for the last 25 minutes, get a couple more. Let's see if we can extend this into overtime. Nice play, good aggressive play by Centerville in the midfield. Mason Cox gives chase, challenges Centerville, plays the ball over to Michael Cope. Now there's a ball played deep into the box. This is a race between Leshen and the keeper, and the keeper makes a good slide and smothers the ball, makes Leshen jump over top of him. Mihaljevic set to punt the ball out. Oh, there's a misplay by Mihaljevic. Soft touch on it. Played out by Dorpinghaus to Leshen. Leshen was offsides. That, I didn't see when that play started because I wasn't expecting that one to go to Leshen.
I assume he might have been the way you're standing there, but...
If he was, good defensive position by Centerville to draw the offsides call. Centerville plays the ball forward. Caleb Gray with a head towards Dorpinghaus to Ethan Gray in the middle of the field. Great stop by Gray. And now we've got Mason Cox alone with the keeper.
Oh my goodness.
Another opportunity that Mason has the shot. He just needed to take one more touch and make the keeper make a decision. Come out. Or retreat into
We're kicking it right to the goalie all the time for some reason. We need to get looking at the post instead of the green shirt.
That one was one where I don't know if Mason has the ability to put a nice spin on the ball and put a little hook on it, but that was an opportunity where the keeper had the middle of the net blocked, mm-hmm. and we needed to make him go to one corner or another with a hook. Centerville's got two players checking in here, Spencer Sharp, a senior, as well as Lewis Braster, a junior, coming back in, replacing Brenton Jackson, it appears, as well as Quinn McClurg. Throw in by Centerville. Good challenge in the box by the Blue Demons. Caleb Gray gets it out. Unfortunately, Nick McCann, who had the second goal of the first half, had his foot right there and sent it right back at the net, over the net, out of play. It'd be a goal kick for the Blue Demons. Brad, we were corrected. I thought that Centerville was 2-1 coming into tonight's game. Should have known better. That we were the only team that had a week off, obviously, since our last game. They played two more games and lost to Mount Pleasant and Atomo. I believe the score was 3-2 in overtime against Mount Pleasant. They told us and also
yeah, double overtime, I think, and said yeah. And then they same thing with Atomo and lost, and then they lost 3-0 to Atomo, I believe.
Yep, something like that. It's. One of those situations where Centerville's got a little more game experience on their legs right now that and it might have showed for stretches in that first half where they had a little more discipline to be in the right spot and make things happen. Blue Demons have a corner kick. Tuttle's going to take the kick. He's teeing the ball up nicely on the white stripe. Referee signals, let's go, and the Blue Demons chase four into the box, headed by Centerville's defenders, back to Tuttle, actually. Tuttle with a nice heel kick, plays it to himself in the corner. Clear it over the end line for Centerville. It'll be another corner kick for the Blue Demons. 21-48 left in the half.
To me, Centerville's over obvious in using their shoulders and pushing, and they're not getting called for it. I don't know. It just seems like several of them are doing that and getting away with it a little bit. There we go.
That was a nice corner kick to Skyler Bettis' feet as he was flashing in front of the net. Unfortunately, he just had enough contact on the backside from the defender. Couldn't get that ball back towards the net. Cleared over the end line as Tuttle was trying to take a shot. It'll be a goal kick for the Big Reds. Mihaljevic brings it out. We'll see where he plays it to. Shy of the midfield stripe. Tuttle taps the ball towards Cox. Mason couldn't get to it before Sharp got there for Centerville. Ball's over to Sharp. Played away by Shocker from a Blue Demon defender. Plays the ball into the right corner. Blue Demon throw in. Belzer takes the throw, gets it to Ambrose, who plays the ball to Caleb Gray, who heads it towards Cox. Braster takes it away for Centerville. Plays it over the touchline, Brad. Fortunately, we'll take that and we'll take the throw in. Ball goes to Bettis on the throw in. Bettis has it taken away. Good challenge by Centerville there, as it looked like Bettis, if he could have got turned properly on that ball, he would have had an opportunity to take it down the side.
A lot of green up that way.
Yep. There's one back to Mason Cox. Blue Demons giving chase. Dorpinghaus can't quite get there before Centerville makes the play. Tuttle wins the loose ball to Dorpinghaus. Dorpinghaus with a good touch to Tuttle. Tuttle plays the ball over the midfield stripe, back to the center of the field. little overlap between him and Mason Cox. Now we got Bettis trying to give chase to the ball. Cope clears it out for the Big Red. Throw in for the Blue Demons. Andy Henderson's going to take this one. We've got Bettis, Dorpinghaus, Tuttle, and Wynn. Wynn actually had a great cut towards the net, but the throw didn't make it to him.
Blue Demons. Abby gets it back.
Henderson with the throw. Nice throw towards the net. Mihaljevic punches the ball out. That was a beautiful play by Mihaljevic. Caleb Gray with a nice contest to the ball. Played out of play by the Blue Demons. It'll be a Centerville throw, and that was a terrific play by Mihaljevic. That ball hanging in the air that much gives people an opportunity to come in and play it as it's coming to your hands. He did the right thing by punching it as opposed to trying to corral it in traffic. Stufflebeam, Jeremy, checks out of the game, gets his few minutes of break here. 19:05 left in the contest. Centerville plays it in short. They lead 3-1, Brad. They're going to be deliberate in how they approach this last 19, 20 minutes of the game, as they should.
Yeah, if we're sitting on a 3-1 lead.
Yep. Stay a little bit offensive. Make sure you make some chases at the net. Don't give too many offensive looks for the Blue Demons. There's a play by Ethan Gray. Nice play towards the goalie, but Mihaljevic smothers the ball, and then...
One of the defenders went flying over the goalie. I think Ethan got him in the back there a little bit.
Happened there, but it looked like he had a little bit of contact there. Caleb Gray with a nice push forward. Unfortunately, he doesn't hit the seam properly with the pass, but it was absolutely the right thought. Shadow Leshner checked back into the match. Wins another loose ball. Let's see. No, he can't quite get there before Colton Mihaljevic comes in and clears it out for the Big Reds. Now we're going the other way. Fortunately, a misplay by the Big Red. Cody Wynn gives chase. He's got the ball back down. He gets it right back up to Ethan Gray in the box. Mihaljevic.
Oops.
There's a slide tackle by Gray. That's going to be tough.
That might be a card. Ethan's setting down.
I think you're right. That's a yellow card for Ethan, unfortunately, because he was nice aggressive play. Problem with that one was he left his foot extended, I think, Brad, and he came in and made contact with the goalie. We're going to send it back to Scott. We're going to take a break while the Mihaljevic is trying to get back up off the field. 17:44, he's on his feet. Let's send it to Scott, get a little more.
April showers bring spring savings at your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, open 7 days a week. Save this week on SureFresh bacon-wrapped beef tenderloin steaks. Each are 6 ounces, each are $2.99. USDA Select Charlie's Cut Angus Beef T-Bone Steaks. 32-ounce cuts are $12.99 each. Family packs of lean and meaty country-style pork ribs are $1.59 per pound. Showers of savings at Jim and Charlie's.
When Katherine Berkman needed knee replacement surgery, she was pleased to learn she could have surgery and physical therapy locally at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Katherine, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I had excellent care from start to finish. It was so wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homadon comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic and everything is done at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Brad, we're back, and just as we come back, Aaron Ambrose gives chase with Stufflebeam from Centerville. We've got an opportunity for Centerville. Fortunately, as Gravert was out of the net, that shot sails high and wide over the net. Boy, that was one, Brad, that had danger written all over it twice. We're back here on Southern Iowa Sports Leader, Thunder Country, KIIC 96.7. There's 15:30 to go in the second half of this contest between the Albion Blue Demons and the Centerville Big Red Soccer. Blue Demons trail 3-1. Here's another opportunity. Mihaljevic comes out. As we went to break, Colt Mihaljevic was down on the ground as a result of a physical play with when Ethan Gray came sliding in an attempt for the ball. Colton is doing well, it looks like, and must be no lingering effects of that injury that had him down for a little bit. Ball's played over. We've got a call here. Blue Demons are going to get a free kick.
Handball.
On our offensive half of the field, it was a handball. So who's going to take this? Ambrose, it looks like. Kellogg slides around. He's going to take it. Now let's see if we've got somebody. Dorpinghaus better be careful. Looks like he's almost in an offside position. He was. Came back. That ball goes through. It almost looked like the Blue Demons missed the communication on the fact that they were supposed to chase after that and get a strike on that ball as TK put it towards the net. It's almost never that a guy from 40 yards away from the box, 40 or 45, puts a ball up there with an intent of going in the net on his own. He's got to have some assistance. Nice save by Dorpinghaus as it goes towards the touchline. Saves
Should
it.
Be plays a corner.
It off, yep. Plays it off of Centerville nicely over the end line. Be a corner kick for the Blue Demons.
Looks like Colton's going to take the corner at this time.
Wise choice. If it were me, I'd do exactly what Coach Gravert is doing right here. He pulls Tanner Kellogg, probably the tallest member of the Blue Demon squad on the field at this point, pulls him up into the box. Let's see where he ends up. He's going to stand right in front of the net. Head back for Cody Wynn.
Nice try.
His feet a tuttle, and unfortunately, it didn't quite get to where it was supposed to go. Wide right. Mihaljevic gets a goal kick for the Big Red.
Albion's had as many opportunities tonight, shots towards the goal, as they have probably all season in a game, I think. I mean, we've been around the goal.
I would say that's a fact. That's one of those things that the Blue Demons have had opportunities. We just haven't had the execute to finalize on them. You know, finish that play and get it done. Nice play by Dorpinghaus. Plays it towards Leshen. Cope, boy, that Cope kid's been all over the place.
He's pretty fast. He's pretty sneaky fast there.
He's about
shadow size.
Michael Cope is pretty aggressive over there as that right defender. That's for doggone sure. And as Tuttle heads one back over towards Mason Cox.
But it's plays like that. Centerville's just a little more physical. They're not afraid to get their butt in there and push a little bit. And Albie's kind of getting played in that sense on some plays.
That they are. Nice play up for Centerville. Gets it to Jake Oglesby. We've got Stufflebeam had the ball, and Caleb Gray with a nice job. He didn't fall for any of the fancy footwork. He just stayed home, played defense, and deflected the ball back. Nice play by TK. TK sends it towards Dorpinghaus. That's off of a Centerville defender, so we got a Blue Demon throw in. We need to get Dorpinghaus on the field. Don't take the throw. Well, somebody's going to overlap with him. That's okay. Towards Mason Cox. Played out by Centerville. Oh, they're saying that's off Mason Cox. Be a throw in for the Centerville Big Red. Time is on Centerville's side now. There's 12 minutes, 18 seconds left with a two-goal lead, 3-1. And they're just going to try and play a passing game, that's for sure, everywhere they go. They're still going after the net, don't get me wrong. But this is one where Centerville's going to – they're not going to go to the net unless there's a great opportunity to score, it looks like to me. Foul call against Centerville. It'll be a free kick right on the point of the arc at midfield. Cody Wynn's got the kick. We've got Dorpinghaus, Tuttle, Ethan Gray, Caleb Gray.
No, Ethan's
sorry,
still
Caleb,
out.
Yes, I'm sorry. Caleb Gray, Dorpinghaus, Leshen goes towards the net. That's a great play. That's in the net. That is a terrific ball by Cody Wynn. He did the same thing. A little retaliation for that one that you just lift up. You let the wind carry it and carry it and carry it, and all of a sudden the keeper can't quite get to it. We're going to send it back to the studio. Scott Fry with 11:37 left in the ballgame. 3-2, Blue Demons trail Centerville.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back to Centerville Soccer Stadium, where the Blue Demons are making a furious rally. We've come back from a 3-0 deficit to make it 3-2 now, Brad. Cody Wynn got the second one. Shadow Leshen got the first one off of the Ethan Gray assist. The Cody Wynn goal was reminiscent of the second goal that Centerville put in. It's one from 35, 40 yards away. He lifts the ball towards the net. That little gentle breeze that's in the back right now for the Blue Demons carried that ball straight to the net, and it was one that Colton Mihaljevic just couldn't get off the ground far enough to get to. It snuck between his hand and the crossbar.
To me, that's the most embarrassing play for a goalie, because when they're one beat you one-on-one, that's one thing, because that's hard. But those, you're just watching the ball come out, and you have so much time to look at it, and there's sometimes there's nothing you can do.
There is no doubt about that. It was. There's another one. Tanner Kellogg says the same thing. Oh!
Uh-oh.
Shadow Leshen got clotheslined. The Blue Demons need to put the ball off the net. Colton Mihaljevic is still down. Blue Demons didn't catch that fact and didn't make an attack at the net. Colton Mihaljevic and Shadow Leshen came together, and I think, I'm not sure what they hit, but it looked like Shadow almost got clotheslined as he came through there, Brad. Mm. But Colton's favoring a leg.
Stopping the clock at 9:21.
Colton is down. I mean, this is.
I know exactly. I don't know if Shadow's arm was out when he went by him or shoulder.
I'm not sure what's going on, but
both of them went down. But looks like Mihaljevic is coming out.
We're going to send it back to the studio real quick. There is going to be a keeper change with 9:21 left in the game. Centerville leads 3-2 over the Blue Demons. We're going to send it to Scott. We'll be back in just a minute.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
CS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. News Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Against Shadow Leshen, they have a collision, and Colton's favoring his side.
I'd say that's the same side when Ethan did his slide kick into him. He hit that right side of Mihaljevic, and I suppose maybe it was a little tender, and then however him and Shadow collided probably just compounded the injury, in my opinion, maybe what happened there.
Must have, because
it wasn't a severe collision they had, so.
It looked to me like Shadow Leshin took the worst end of that, but we all know Shadow's a tough young guy, and we all know Colt Mihaljevic is as well, but Quinn McClure takes the new duties as keeper to close out this game. Now we're down to 8 minutes, 10 seconds left, and Centerville's still leading 3-2. Ball out of play. Oh, they call foul on the Blue Demons. Caleb Gray takes it away, sends it back towards the offensive end of the field. Mason Cox challenges a Centerville defender. It's looking like the game's getting a little more physical. The Blue Demons have a lot of emotion that they're playing with right now as we're coming back. We've got this 2 goals. We cut this lead by 2 goals.
Yellow.
Yep. That's a Anthony Tuttle gets a yellow card for a little excessive play there, a little excessive
Ethan contact. Gray's coming back in. He must have served his time.
He got it by 2 seconds. he's cleared by 2 seconds, so he should have been standing there waiting to come back in. That'll help the Blue Demons. Ball's played down towards Gabe Gravert. Gravert comes up with the ball, directs his team to head downfield because he's going to clear it as far as he can. Played up over the midfield stripe. Dorpinghaus gives chase. Mason Cox makes a challenge. Now we've got another call against the Blue Demons. Mason Cox a little excessive with the thigh and hip coming in on that one. Now we've got to, the referees are going to get it under control. Now we've got a call against Centerville with too much hands trying to grab the offensive player for the Blue Demons. So there's a foul call there. Blue Demon free kick. Kellogg takes the ball, gets it to Wynn, who gets it to Dorpinghaus, to Gray, who does nice flick kick, but about 1.5 steps too long for Dorpinghaus or Mason Cox to run it down before McClure comes out and makes the play. Centerville now is back in a little bit of offensive mode. Look at that. They send one up for Jesse Stufflebeam onto the right side. Slides to make an attempt on the ball. Can't quite save it. Out of bounds. It'll be a Blue Demon throw in. Brad, you got to like what we're seeing now. We're 6.
Yeah, they're playing. Wish I'd played like this the first half. I'd be in a little better shape than right now.
A lot of aggressive play. That's another trip on the Blue Demons. Caleb Gray gets his foot in there. Didn't get the ball as he was swiping through to try and take a trip to the Centerville player. And it'd be a Centerville free kick. This is kind of a dangerous spot for a free kick, in all honesty. You're 30 yards out. Guy can lace one just up, lay it between the defensive line and the keeper, try for a one-hop play into the net. You can also just lift it for an offensive player to get ahead on it, and they had an offsides call. They're going to take that offsides call. I thought they were going to wave it off at first. They play on as Gabe Gravert came out and had the ball under control without any issues.
Gabe get back in the goal.
Nice challenge by Dorpinghaus. Cuts off Stufflebeam from making a run at the net. Blue Demons had plenty of defenders back there. That's going to be a problem for the Blue Demons. We're going to we got Andy Henderson with a foul call. Andy
yellow
Henderson
card.
Gets a yellow card. There was also a play after the foul where a Blue Demon player made a kick on the ball, and the ball came back and drilled the Centerville player. I'm not sure if it hit him in the face or not, but it sure looked like it did. Heat of the moment, you're trying to make a play on the ball after a play like that. You're in mid-swing. You can't do anything but follow through on it. Let's hope that the young man from Centerville is playing well. He's limping off the field. He's going to get a sub. Number 4, Jake Oglesby, is going to come in. If I'm not mistaken, that is Jeremy Stufflebeam, is it not, Brad, that they're bringing off the field?
I can't tell yet. Carrying him now.
Carrying him off the field. He was limping a little bit as he was coming, so.
Looks like he might get dropped there.
I think they're having.
I don't think it's either the Stufflebeam boys.
No, it's not. That is Nick McCann.
He had that first or second goal,
didn't
he?
Second goal, yes, sir.
Okay, Centerville's awarded another free kick, as I think Steve mentioned, what, about 30 yards away or so?
Roughly, yep. Be right at that, probably. Not the kick that the coach wanted, more than likely, because he hooked it too far across the net and became a non-threat to the Blue Demon defense there, Brad. Played back by Kellogg towards the offensive end. Shadow
kind of tough bounce there.
Yep, couldn't quite get to it. Now Cody Wynn. Let's look, see if he plays one to the corner for Shadow to run down. He sure does, but it's a little long. And McClurg Quinn McClure comes out and makes the play on the ball. That's I like to see that play if he gets that in. Roll that back about 5 feet or 5 yards, and that's a nice play, nice opportunity for Shadow. Good play by Belzer. Brings the ball back towards the offensive end. Centerville comes out with it again. Raster plays it. Oh, and missed kick by TK. Now we're in full retreat defensively. Good play by Ambrose and good effort by Kellogg coming back to make that
stop. I thought that was a hand.
Yep. And we got a handball against Centerville. Tanner Kellogg's going to take this kick to bring it up out of the defensive end for the Blue Demons. That's a nice play by Stufflebeam at midfield, though. Brings it back. Shocker's got the ball at his feet. He's looking for somebody to pass to. Young Shocker's got a
offsides.
Got a lot of foot skills. Another offside call against the Centerville Big Red. 4 minutes and 10 seconds left in the game. Blue Demons trail by one now, 3-2. Good comeback by the Blue Demons, led by Shadow Leshen, and Cody wins 2 goals. Another missed kick. By
seems
Blue
like
Demons.
We went back to her.
Those are ones that you wish you had back because you clearly give up possession when you're at the midfield stripe, put your defense on full retreat. Nice play by Braster, sweeps it away from Mason Cox's feet, and that will be a throw-in for the Centerville Big Red. Centerville right at the midfield stripe with the throw-in, leading 3-2 here on Thunder Country, KIIC, Southern Iowa Sports Leader. Great throw-in to Shocker. Shocker with the tip. Ambrose plays it away nicely.
We're not passing anybody right now. We need to get back to our passing game a little bit, not just – I know you're under a little bit of pressure there, but
– We've lost we were under more pressure, honestly, when it was 3-0.
No, but I mean pressure of the bodies or defensive pressure was a little close to him, but not terrible bad there. He had a little time to make a choice.
Nice play by Mason Cox. Unfortunately, his back kick plays it a little long, gives it to Centerville. Another play that's going to be a – They're calling an out-of-bounds play. They went over the touchline. Be a throw-in. Stufflebeam. Jeremy Stufflebeam's going to take this throw. Once again, Quinn McClure takes the place of Colton Mihaljevic in the net as the keeper for the Centerville Big Red after the injury. Mihaljevic appears to be fine. Probably, it looks like he aggravated something in his side when him and Shadow Leshen collided on that play, but it was a terrific play by
There's another in.
That's one where... We got turned around playing the ball, and the ball took a weird spin and came away from Dorpinghouse's feet. That was a terrific save by Brenton Jackson for Centerville. Ball was straddling the line, and he came up with a leg in the air, pulled it off, kept it in play. Cody Wynn, nice foot skills at midfield strike. Then he slips on the grass, missed kick. Now we've got one going to grab it harmlessly in the box.
Okay, we got to break this line up here and get the midfield set.
We've got to get more offensive push right now. This is one that the Blue Demons, we're going to take advantage of this. There's a throw-in for the Blue Demons.
Looking at 1:52 left in the game.
No ball boy on this side of the field. Up, they're way down on the other end. Now Mason Cox is, he came and got the ball, but he didn't need to. There we go. Good ball to Dorpinghouse. Dorpinghouse to Gray. Gray splits two defenders. He's going towards it. Good defensive correction by... Neil Kaler, I believe, was that defender. Came out of nowhere to take the ball from Ethan Gray's feet. Throw in for the Blue Demons. Gray takes it to the touchline. Good header out by Centerville. We got 1:20 left. Blue Demons have the ball down here in the box, trying to get this ball in the net. There's a good ball by Dorpinghouse across the box. Bettis in front of the net. It's deflected by Centerville.
I thought that went over the end line. It did. We're getting a corner,
A corner kick. I think they're calling out of it. Yes, they did. They brought it back. It looked like McClurg had a nice save, but it rolled over. Nice header out again. That Michael Cope with the ball saves the day as that ball was coming into the net. Dorpinghouse plays the ball forward. That's going to be out of play again. We've got a
47 seconds
with 45 seconds left. Blue Demons down here in the 18-yard mark in the penalty area with the throw. Nice throw to TK. Header out by Centerville. Gray with the ball right at the end line. It's in play, headed up by great opportunity for the Blue Demons. Caleb Gray's shot taken away by Centerville. It'll be a corner kick for the Blue Demons. Here comes Ethan Gray. Gray's going to put it in. Blue Demons have everybody but Gabe Gravert in the box trying to score.
Ethan Gray with the
ball comes back to him off of a play in front of the off the scramble in front of the net. His ball goes over the end line. It's going to be a goal kick for Centerville. 10 seconds left, and he's just going to eat it right here. There's no way they're going to play that ball back. 2 seconds left. Cody Wynn, we got a foul or an out-of-bounds play. I'm not sure which. Brad, that ends the game.
That's a game.
That was a terrific comeback. Great ending for the Blue Demons. I wish we could have started that play 20 minutes earlier.
Hopefully they snapped their little funk they kind of been in here for several halves. And, you know, Centerville's well-coached, had some good – have definitely some good offensive prowess. They really know how to attack with the ball. We just got caught a little flat-footed several times.
It was one of those nights where the Blue Demons just couldn't seem to find a loose ball once in a while at certain times. And Centerville turned those into opportunities at the net.
And we had goalie-itis, so I don't know how many times we kicked it right to the goalie when we had plenty of time to kick it right or left and could have got by him, but we just – that happens too.
It takes time for these boys to get the feel. This is only our fourth game of the year. It'll keep coming. These boys will continue to get better and better as the season goes on. There's a lot of hope for this team. We're 2-2 now. Centerville goes to 3-3 with the games that they've had in between. And you know, Centerville's got a lot of hope for this year too.
They really got some good senior leadership on their team. Several of them, Stuffelbeam boys, as well as some others that are really doing well.
That they do. The Blue Demons unfortunately fall 3-2. Shadow Leshen gets one goal. Cody Wynn gets the other. Ethan Gray gets an assist. Not quite enough for the Blue Demons. We're going to call it a night here at Centerville. Blue Demons fall to the Big Reds 3-2. Next broadcast, I believe, is April 26th, if I remember correctly. I personally won't be able to be here. I'm not sure if they will be able to fill the board or fill my spot in the microphone, but that's not a tough job to fill, Brad. You got even more than capable of doing it.
I don't know.
Well, thanks again for listening to us on 96.7. Thanks to Brad Gray. I'm Steve Rockwell. Thunder Country KIAC 96.7, Southern Iowa Sports Leader. Until next time, see ya.